Hi, and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan, and I will be your guide tonight. The reason Paul and I offer this call every week is because we believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living entity can flourish, can thrive. And we think that business is a powerful vehicle for moving the world in that direction. And that's the arena in which we work. We love working with business leaders. And we know when leaders in that area can connect with their hearts, can access their inner wisdom, then they make better decisions. And they are focused more on what they can contribute than what they can get. And that's the kind of world we want, because we think that's going to move us all in the direction of flourishing. But leaders, in order to, you know, make those good decisions and stay in that positive place, need to practice. So we offer this call as an oasis, a place where people can come once a week and at least for a half an hour, you know, dive in, go deep, and find out that they've got everything that they need and that there is actual wisdom available to them that's in alignment with what they care about, what their values are, what those guiding principles are that they would love to run their life from and by most of the time, or all the time, actually. So it takes practice, and that's why we offer this as a place for people to practice. Hopefully they'll turn that into a daily practice of their own and still come back and visit us once a week in these calls. So the way the calls work is I'll do a little teaching, and then we'll just dive in. We'll go into remembrance. I'll guide you into a remembrance, and we'll go for about a half an hour total, and that'll be it. So teaching this week is kind of a follow-up to last week when I shared some wisdom from a Buddhist friend who taught me that when I am about to speak to someone, or in a group setting maybe, and the discussion is meaningful versus just chatter, that I ought to ask myself, is what I'm about to say is true, relevant, and kind? This is, you know, sage advice for sure for anybody. So tonight I'd like to follow up that conversation from last week and dig a little deeper into the last question, is it kind? So when we're engaged in an intense discussion or witnessing one, we can be triggered by another's presentation of their point of view, by the intensity, by the judgment, the blame that can come along with those. We can be triggered. So a case in point would be the current political discourse in our country, in your neighborhood, with your people you run into. The lack of civility by people on either side can bring up feelings of anger and disgust and even hate. So the emotions are running so high, and the urge to outshout, sling insults, or in some way display our negative judgments is really, really strong. And it's all it does is result in a deeper entrenchment on both sides of our positions, and it shuts down connection. And this is unfortunate, because building trust through connecting with the other person is the only way to find unity, which is really what everybody wants. So we do it to ourselves. We get all entrenched in our positions. We speak from anger. We speak from disgust. We speak from arrogance. And we denigrate the other person. We don't listen. So we're doing anything but speaking from a place of kindness. So the next time you get wound up by how someone shows up in a conversation before you, and I'm talking to myself here when I say this, but before you puff up and give them a piece of your mind, ask this question: is what I'm about to say kind? The answer is most assuredly, if you're puffed up and want to give them a piece of your mind, the answer is not. So take a deep breath, or three, or five, or ten. Give the person the benefit of the doubt as someone who cares deeply about what they're standing for. And check with your heart to see, A, do I need to respond at all? because sometimes we just want to talk for the sake of talking, just to, you know, to throw a punch. And B, if I do, my heart says, yes, you do have something to share here that's valuable. So if so, how does my heart want to say it when I look through the eyes of kindness? How would I phrase it in a way that is kind, that is not about scoring points or beating somebody verbally, but it's about caring for them as a human being while standing for what you care for. So let's practice that in our lives. And the way to get to that place of kindness when you're in the worked up place is to take a deep breath, or two, or three, or five, or ten, like I mentioned, and add the remembrance. Because that opens the door to that inner place of peace, of centeredness, of balance, and of wisdom. So there's my sharing for tonight. Let's go and do some remembrance now. So we always want to check in what our starting point is, our state of being as we begin, and use that as kind of a something to reflect back on when we're done, to see the changes that have occurred while we're in the remembrance session. So as human beings, we have a physical body, we have emotions that we experience, we have a mind, a marvelous mind that grabs our attention a lot of the time, and those are the clay portions of our being. But we're also spiritual beings, and the heart is the center of our spiritual beingness. So we're going to check on the state of all four of those states: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So let's start with our physical being. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your rear end in the seat, your back against the chair if you're sitting in one, or against the wall if you're sitting on the floor, wherever you're making contact with the ground or anything that's on the ground. And notice the sensations of and the effects of gravity where you're connected. Notice the weight of gravity, and it may feel like a burden, or it may feel like, kind of normal, or you may feel like, wow, I'm ready to lift off my seat. Somewhere on that spectrum, just tuning in, and breathe with this automatic function we have that keeps us alive, breathing. If we're conscious of it, it can really help. So bringing your attention back to your feet, the bottom of your feet, where they touch the floor, notice how that feels, and allow your feet to relax. Allow them to melt into the floor. Imagine they're melting. It's just spreading out and merging with the floor. And notice the rest of your physical being, your skeleton, your muscles. And even tune into your circulatory and nervous systems if you pay attention. And then there's this other thing going on. Your attention on the bottom of your feet, for me, it's like a tingling. It's like a low-level electrical connection where I feel a flow, an energy, an energetic flow coming up through my feet from the earth into my body. So tune in and you'll notice something too. And then follow that up your legs to your rear end, your belly, your lower back, stomach, solar plexus, middle back, upper back and shoulders. And as you're tuning in and you're following this flow, you'll notice that it's different in different parts of your body. It the characteristics seem to change, or at least it feels different. And you may notice that it's constricted in some places and maybe even blocked. And this is great information to have. It's not about anything being wrong. It's just noticing that there is constriction or blocking as opposed to flow. So what we're after is to increase flow and open flow. And the remembrance will help us do that when we get there. You may also notice that you're holding tension as you're tuning into your body. And where you notice that, you can just allow yourself to relax. I just noticed that my left shoulder was about halfway up to my left ear. So I need to let go of some tension here. All right, so continuing, notice your chest. Allow it to relax. Notice flow going up there through your back of your neck, your throat, your face, chin, mouth, cheeks, nostrils, eyes and eye sockets, your brow furrowed or not, and your scalp. So now, stepping back a bit and noticing the whole thing, your entire physical being and its connection to the earth and that energetic flow. Just notice the whole thing. Okay, and now let's tune into our emotional state. And by the way, our emotional, mental, and physical states are all interconnected. They're all interwoven, is a better word. Thoughts can trigger emotions that can trigger a physical reaction. And emotion can trigger thoughts of positive or negative things, which will affect our physical being. Physical discomfort can bring up thoughts which elicit emotions. It's all connected. So what is your emotional state right now? You've had a day. Things have happened. You've been maybe bombarded by outside distractions and stresses. That little square thing, rectangular thing in your pocket, that computer screen, the conversations with people, the noise on the radio, the traffic, all that stuff has an effect. So what is your emotional state right now? Nothing to fix or change, just to notice. Our emotions are great pointers of things that need attention. So they're very, very valuable, even if uncomfortable at times. Okay, good. Now let's check our mental state. And I'm suggesting not the content, but the activity level and the quality of that activity. So is your mind calm, turbulent, scattered, frazzled, quiet, neutral, numb? Is it tied to emotions of positivity or negativity? Just notice. And now taking in the whole set, the physical, emotional, and mental states. Just look at it all. And notice, this is your current kind of human state of being right now. So let's go check our spiritual condition, our spiritual state of being. Let's use our breath to go inside. So take a big deep breath in, hold to the count of four at the top of your inhalation. Exhale to the count of four. And two more times. Okay, so now imagine you're inside your heart, and if you want to locate that, it's bring your attention to a couple inches below the middle of your sternum, and imagine your spiritual center there, your heart. Is it feeling open? Is it feeling soft? Is it feeling receptive? Because the remembrance and reflective practices of any kind are about opening and softening and receiving. So just notice, it might be just a tight little BB right now, or it might be a flower that's just completely open to the sun. Whatever it is, it's okay. It's just a starting point. And notice if your heart feels, if there's a weight associated. We talk about heavy hearts and lightheartedness. What is the state of your heart weight-wise right now? Okay, so that's our starting point, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And now we're going to add the remembrance, which is your word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything you could possibly need for sustenance, for joy, for fulfillment, for meaning in your life, for caring for yourself, for mercy, for compassion, love, all the things that we thrive on. Always available 24/7, 365, in every moment. So now with your attention in your heart, begin your remembrance and just repeat it slowly and watch what happens in your heart. Notice any changes. And your intention is just to allow. It's just to open. It's just to let go. No effort whatsoever is required. You may find yourself from time to time occupied in your mind. That's very, very common, very, very normal. When you notice, you can use your remembrance and your breath to take you back down inside. Keep repeating, keep going. I'm going to go for about 10 minutes here in remembrance. Another usual thing is for thoughts and emotions to come in during remembrance. This is all very purposeful, very useful actually, and normal. You're not doing it wrong. You can't do it wrong. There's no way to mess this up. Just keep repeating. Whatever comes in is for your benefit. Dropping in, letting go, opening. Keep breathing too. And each time you exhale, drop in deeper. Let go a little more. And to apply our teaching for tonight, if you're having, you know, a disagreeable time with someone, maybe a loved one, maybe a friend, maybe your last conversation brought up some negative emotions, maybe it's watching the news, maybe it's, you know, reading even an article or some sort of communication that you want to respond to in a judgmental or blaming way. Feel those feelings. And keep the remembrance going. Bring the remembrance right into those. And ask your heart, what would kindness say? And just stay in remembrance and see what happens. See what wisdom and kindness comes in. maybe it's the quote-unquote idiot driver in front, beside, or behind you. What would kindness say about that person? What might be going on for them that they're driving the way they're driving? Maybe the person you're disagreeable with is yourself. And that negative self-talk, that self-doubt, self-critical voice. How would kindness respond to you, from you, by you, your heart? What does kindness have to say? There's just a couple of minutes left on the call tonight, so keep going. Okay, we're going to end this week's call now, and if you're feeling like you want to keep going, please do. Just continue on after I end the call. And, you know, put some kindness in your life for yourself and for others. It's magic what'll happen when you do. Have a great evening and a flourishing week, and we'll talk next week. Bye for now.
And is no longer being recorded.